我们早上开始的时候，让我们先来看几处章节。
And let's hope you're as lively when I'm done as you are when we start.
希望读完这几节章节，大家还是这么的活跃。
We'll start in the book of Mark, chapter 5.
我们先从马可福音五章开始。
So we're going to read Mark chapter 5, verse 24 to 34.
我们来读马可福音五章二十四到三十四节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 24, and he went off with them, and a great multitude was following him and pressing in on him.
第二十四节，耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随拥挤他。
And a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse.
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏。在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了他的所有，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
After hearing about Jesus, came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak.
他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳。
For she thought, if I just touch his garments, I shall get well.
意思说，我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction.
于是她血漏的源头立刻干了，她便觉得身上的灾病好了。
And immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?"
耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？
And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'"
门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗
？And he looked around to see the woman who had done this.
耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。
But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him, and told him the whole truth.
那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊。来俯伏在耶稣跟前，把实情全告诉他。
And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
Let's look at two more verses. One in Second Corinthians, chapter 12.
那让我们再来看两处的章节。第一处是在哥林多后书第十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
哥林多后书十二章第八节。
And this is Paul talking about his thorn in the flesh.
这个是保罗讲到他身上的刺。
Concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me.
为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
And then verse 9, and he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
第九节，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
One last verse in John 16, verse 33.
最后一处章节是在约翰福音十六章三十三节。
Familiar verse to many, John chapter 16.
约翰福音十三章，十六章。
16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
十六章三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难。但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Let's have one more further word of prayer before we start.
让我们开始之前再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do just come and cast ourselves upon you.
主啊，我们就这样来到你面前，把自己交在你手中。
We are reminded that we are completely dependent upon you.
我们现在就被提醒，我们是完全要依靠你的。
And Lord, we have to, we must touch you this morning.
我们必须，我们一定，今天早上要摸到你。
We ask that you would have mercy, and Lord, that you would reveal yourself.
我们求你的怜悯，求你自己启示。
Personally, intimately to each and every one of us.
对着我们每一个个人 来显现你自己。
Lord, we're dependent upon your Spirit to speak and to reveal the glory of Jesus.
我们依靠你自己的圣灵的能力来彰显你自己的荣耀。
And Lord, we're dependent upon your Spirit to open our hearts that we might receive of that life today.
我们也依靠你的圣灵，让我们可以来接受这样的这样的生命。
So we commit ourselves, we commit this time into your faithful hands.
所以我们把自己把下面的时间交在你的恩手之中。
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this story may be familiar to many.
这个故事对很多人来讲都很熟悉。
Some may not have heard it before.
也许有人从来没有听过这样的故事。
A few may have heard some ministry on this related to initial salvation before.
也许在我们中间有一些人是在当初听福音得救的时候听到这个故事。
I want to look a little beyond initial salvation to sort of our continual walk with the Lord, continual touch.
但今天我想跟大家一起来越过最初的这个救恩，来看看我们怎样继续的来与主同行。
So this is a story that's told or recorded three times in three places in the Bible.
这个故事在圣经里面三处不同的地方都记载到，所以有三次。
Many of the records or the stories of Jesus' life when he walked on the earth are recorded in the three of the Gospels.
许多耶稣他这一生在地上行走的故事都记载在福音书里面，很多说在三本福音书里面。
And if the Lord's going to record something three times, I think that there's something obviously important he wants to speak.
如果圣经里面神让一件事情被记载三次，那里面一定有很重要的事让我们知道。
Something important when it happened, but also something important even today for us.
在当时发生是有这样重要的意义，今天对我们也有这么重要的意义。
Now we read the record in Mark, which is the longest of the three.
我们看到的马可福音记载是三个记载里面最详尽的。
We also know that Mark, overall as a gospel, has a theme of the servant.
我们也知道马可福音它的主题是讲到仆人。
This wonderful picture of Christ as God's servant, the suffering servant.
也讲到基督就是这个受苦的仆人。
Wonderful relationship that the Lord Jesus has of total dependence on the Father, wanting to do the Father's will.
就是耶稣他与父亲有这样的一个依靠的关系，他与父亲就是主仆这样的关系。
Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew has more of a focus, generally speaking, on the Lord as King and His kingship.
那马太福音呢？它在它的主要的内容跟题目里面，就是讲到耶稣基督他的王权。
And then Luke gives us a picture of the Son of Man, that one perfect man that walked on this earth.
而路加福音让我们看到主耶稣在地上行走，就是那个完全的人，他是人子。
So we can look at this story in sort of that backdrop or that background of Christ, the servant king.
所以我们借着刚才讲到的，再来看马可福音，这里面讲到的是奴仆君王。
He did not come to be served, but to serve.
他不是来这里受人的服侍，他是来这里服侍人。
Sometimes when we take those concepts, it's hard for us to even equate to them in worldly terms because a king doesn't.Suffer as a servant. It's not the same thing, right?
有时我们看到这件事情，跟我们在世俗里面所知道的完全不能体会，因为怎么会一个君王又是一个奴仆？这两件事情不可能摆在一起。
But it's really
而且还要受苦。
It's really a beautiful picture because the king does not sit up on a throne and bark orders from a distance.
但是这是何等的宝贵，因为我们的这位君王他不是从远处在宝座上向着我们大声喊，你们要服从。
He does not make unreasonable demands upon us that he hasn't provided for meeting those demands.
他也从来没有给我们一个命令是没有预先为我们预备好让我们来遵行命令的。
In fact, our Lord is a very personal, very intimate, with each and every one of us.
而在实际之中，神与我们个人都可以有非常亲密，独自的关系。
It's a very direct relationship of the head and the body.
就像我们的头跟身体有一个直接的关系一样。
And his focus is fulfilling and pleasing his master, the Father.
而他的焦点就是在于让他的父亲，让他的主人得喜悦。
And we have the opportunity to focus on satisfying the heart of our Lord Jesus.
我们也有这样一个机会能够让主耶稣心里面得满足。
So let's take a little bit closer look at the story as it's recorded here in Mark.
所以让我们再来详细的看在马可福音记载的这个故事。
We do appreciate this aspect of initial salvation, the first touch of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们真的是很感激我们当初最初的救恩，就像起初的那一摸。
That touch that brings us to the feet of Jesus, that makes even the past hour of worshiping Him possible.
就是这么一摸，可以让我们俯伏在他的脚前，让我们刚才过去的那一个小时的敬拜成为可能。
It's really a glorious reality that we can come and worship directly.Our Lord Jesus in spirit and in truth.
而且也是一个荣耀的事实，我们可以在心灵跟诚实里面来敬拜我们的主。
And we see, even in this story, this woman drawn by the calling of our Lord Jesus.
在这个故事里面，我们也看到这个女人其实是被耶稣呼召而来。
A calling in her life that we'll look at that caused her to respond and reach out and touch Jesus.
这里面讲到呼召，这个女人也回应，而且来摸主耶稣。
And what we want to do today is look at this story in even a deeper way in that continual touching that the Lord calls us to.
但今天我们要来看看更深的意思，就是我们持续的来摸主耶稣。
So, as we walk through the story, we want to really look at four things.
所以当我们来看这个故事的时候，我要来跟大家一起看四件事。
First is the importance of being hungry and thirsty or seeing our true condition.
第一件就是我们心里面要有饥渴，要有渴望，而且要知道我们真实的光景。
The second really is the personal, intimate, and direct relationship that our Lord Jesus calls us to.
第二个就是我们来进入他呼召我们所进入的直接跟亲密的个人关系。
Our brother Ben reminded us of the opportunity that we have to have that personal, intimate revelation of the Lord Jesus.
Ben 弟兄曾经提醒过我们，每个人都要与神有这个亲密的、直接个人的关系。
Third thing will be the sort of the result of this relationship with Jesus.
第三，我们来看到这样的一个与耶稣的关系之后，结果会是怎样
？The cycle of when we respond in faith, how He reveals Himself, and that leads to more faith, fuller revelation, that continuous cycle.
这是一个循环往复的，就是我们因着在信心里面可以看见他的启示更多，因着这个启示我们更加的相信，然后就更加的丰满的看到这个启示。
Every time we come in touch with our Lord Jesus, it leads to a fuller understanding of who He is.
每一次我们来摸到他的时候，就可以让我们更丰富的看见他是谁。
And this is really how we progress through this school of Christ while we're here on earth.
这就是我们在地上在基督的学校怎么样继续往前。
This is also how we learn to relate to one another in the body of Christ.
这也是我们怎样学习在身体里面与其他的肢体彼此相连。
And then fourthly, we'll cover or spend a few moments on abiding in Christ, the living God.
第四就是我们来看看怎样住在基督里，住在永生神里面。
So first, let's talk a little bit about being hungry, being thirsty.
所以现在我们先来看看怎样有这个饥渴，有这个渴望。
Or really recognizing what our true condition is.
就是来看到我们真实的光景是什么。
Now in this story, the woman could not deny her condition, at least at the time we get to the story.
在这个故事里面，起码这个妇人当时她不可能否定她当时的光景。
Her condition, she may have tried to deny it for a time, but it continued to deteriorate and get worse and worse.
也许她曾经想来否认她身上的光景，但是这个情形却越来越恶化。
It was a physical illness that she was reminded of every single day, every moment of the day.
这个身体上的疾病让她每天每时每刻都知道自己在什么样的情形里。
Continual loss of blood would have made her anemic. She probably looked very pale and weak.
因为她的血漏，所以她肯定是身上是贫血的，甚至看起来是苍白的。
She would have been physically drained, no real physical strength.
而且她的身体肯定是软弱的，在物质上面她没有什么力量。
Unable to perhaps even do some of the simplest everyday tasks of life.
也许她甚至不能来做日常生活里面该做的一些简单的事。
much less having the ability to carry the water from the stream back to the house or do things to care for family.
也许他甚至不能到河边去取水到家里面来照顾家人。
12 years, which can be a very, very long time.
12年其实是一个很长的时间。
And no matter what she tried and what she pursued, it got worse, and she was in a worse condition.
而且不管他怎么努力怎么去追寻到最后这个情形是越来越糟。
And I think in our lives we can certainly identify with when there's times we try to strive and make something happen.
在我们的生命生活里面一定有同样的事情，就是我们经常去努力，但却是越来越糟。
For a long time we're working to get a certain result.
很长的时间我们想要达到一个结果。
And yet in all our striving we get the opposite of that result.
但是我们越挣扎得到的这个结果却是更加的相反。
It can often be discouraging. Man can become depressed in that type of situation.
很多人因此就成为一个灰心的人，甚至成为一个抑郁的人。
We think, what's left? What else can I do?
这个人会想，我还能做什么呢？下面该怎么办呢？
And I think it's easy for us sometimes to identify with that situation before we were saved.
在我们信主之前，更容易跟这样的情形类似。
When the world was telling us we needed to be something.
在这个世界上我们被告知我们要成为某人某人。
We were striving to be something and gain worldly wisdom, worldly strength.
我们要在这个世上来得着世上的智慧世上的能力。
It's always interesting to watch kids because they're always comparing their arm muscles or looking how they can be a little stronger, a little bigger than their buddy.
我们看到小孩子们在一起他们就彼此比一比谁的手臂更粗而且看看谁比谁更高。
Can run a little faster, do a little more than somebody else.
谁能够跑得更快，可以比别人做得更多。
And that's how we tend to measure strength or growing.
因为我们用这些来测量一个人他的里面的力量。
As we get older, we really do the same thing.
当我们长大还是一样。
We start measuring it in what I know and what I've learned.
我们这个时候来测量的就是我懂得多少，我知道多少。
And pretty soon, we have all the answers to anybody's questions or problems.
不久之后对每一个人他们碰到的问题我似乎都有答案了。
Somebody shares a problem, that's okay, I have the answer.
有人说我有这个难处马上我说没问题我有这个答案。
Now praise the Lord that he delivers us from that situation.
但是赞美主因为他让我们从这样的情形里面可以出来。
He delivers us from the bondage of this self-life to think that we have the answers to anything.
他让我们从这个己生活里面出来。就是这个原来以为我们对什么事情都有解决办法的人。
But interestingly enough, even as believers and as we go on with the Lord, we tend to fall into these same types of traps.
但是很有趣的就是我们这些信主的人甚至也经常落在这样的陷阱里面。
We rely on yesterday's manna.
我们甚至来依靠昨天的玛拿。
The Lord met us, he provided a revelation of himself.
神已经启示我让我得着关乎他的一些事情。
And then we stay there and think, okay, we have all the answers.
然后我们就停留在那里觉得哦我已经有一切事情的答案了。
I loved our brother's son's picture last summer when he talked about all the spiritual knowledge that I couldn't even get in the door anymore because I'm just so smart spiritually, right?
我记得孙弟兄上次的夏令会跟我们讲到一个人他的属灵知识这么的丰富甚至他连门都进不去了他太丰富了都出不去了。
The very pride of life, even spiritually, stumbles us.
甚至在属灵里面，这样骄傲的生命也让我们跌倒。
And so we become like the Church of Laodicea. We're neither hot nor cold.
所以慢慢我们就成了老底家的教会，既不冷也不热。
The Lord records their problem was they thought they were rich, they thought they were wealthy, they thought they were healthy.
在圣经里面记载，他们以为他们富足了，以为他们丰富了，以为他们都有了。
And we lose sight of the fact that we are really weak, naked, poor, blind.
但是却忘记了，其实我们是困苦、可怜、瞎眼、赤身的。
But it's okay to be there.
但是在这个光景里面不怕。
You know, we say often, well, I've been walking with Jesus for so long.
有的时候有人甚至说我与神同行已经很长时间了。
I've been to every summer conference for 25 years.
我已经25年每个夏令会都去。
I make every meeting.
每一个聚会我都参加。
I painstakingly read my Bible every day.
我每天都来读圣经。
I know so much about the Lord.
我对主已经认识多么的多。
Now I have to be very careful.
啊，我一定要很小心讲这些事。
Because I don't want you to misunderstand me, which could easily happen.
啊，我不想让大家来误解我，因为我讲的其实是另外的。
Gathering with the saints and taking hold of the times like the summer conference are absolutely essential.
因为与圣徒聚会，去参加夏令会是非常非常基本的。
Reading your Bible every day is absolutely vital, an important spiritual exercise.
而且每天读经是我们属灵操练里面非常中心、非常需要的。
But the question is, when we do these things, are we personally touching the Lord Jesus?
但问题是，当我们做这些事的时候，每个人有没有摸到耶稣
？What is our heart condition?
我们心里面的情形到底是怎么样？
How do we treat the Word of God and the work of God in our life?
我们对于神的话，对于神的工作，在生活里面怎么样来领会
？All right, bear with me with a little example here.
请大家忍耐我一下，我讲一个小例子。
I'm going to compare reading the Word to biting into a juicy steak, so you're going to have to stay with me.
我要把读经这件事跟吃一个多汁的牛排放在一起。
Have you ever seen somebody when they bite into something very flavorful and they'll stop and kind of savor that flavor?
你有没有看见一个人吃到一个非常有味道的东西，他就停在那里
？Consider what it makes it so tasty.
而且他甚至在想，哎，这个东西怎么会这么有味道
？Now this is especially true of somebody that knows cooking, like our brother Henry.
尤其是对那些就是知道怎么做菜的就是做食物的，像 Henry 弟兄这样。
If you watch Henry bite into a nice juicy steak, he's going to say, "Oh, what did you marinate this with?"
所以，如果 Henry 弟兄他咬了一口这么好吃的牛排，他一定要问：“哎，你这个是怎么腌制的
？”I can taste a hint of that spice, this flavor.
从里面我尝到可能有这样的香料，有那样的味道。
And then, as the first taste starts to fade, he takes a second bite.
所以当第一口的味道过去之后，他又会再咬一口。
Reinforces the first taste, but then he says, "Oh, there's another hint of another spice."
所以不光可以回味第一口的味道，而且他可以再尝一尝里面还有刚才没有发现的味道。
He's not just satisfied with the simplicity of the taste; he wants to know the fullness, the depth of what's there.
不光只是知道味道好而已，他想知道这个味道后面的深度包含什么。
Now, unfortunately, most of us that eat with him will take a bite real fast. We're satisfied with the simple food and move on.
但很不幸的，我们中间太多的人咬了一口觉得好吃，就继续下去了。
We're satisfied at somewhat of a very low level instead of discovering the depths.
我们是这么容易这么肤浅，就这么满足了，而没有去再来发现后面的。
And I think we often do that in reading the Word of God. We don't let the Holy Spirit bring the depths of Christ out in that word.
我们读经也是这样，读完神的话，没有让圣灵来指示我们这个话里面后面的含义。
Or even in our situations and circumstances in life, we don't stop and taste the flavor and aroma of Christ and what He wants to accomplish.
而且在我们生活里面的每一个经历，我们也不允许自己来尝一尝主耶稣基督他自己的香气，他的美好。
Okay, now that I've lost everybody, because it's very dangerous to talk about food right before the lunch hour.
好，我可能把大家给搞丢失了，因为在午餐前讲食物是非常危险的。
Let's go back and look at the crowd in our story, and maybe that'll give us a different aspect of this picture.
那现在我们再回来看看故事里面的众人，让我们再看到另外一幅图画。
So it's recorded that there was a great multitude, a whole lot of people.
在那里讲到有众人，很多人
，following him, pressing in on him，
有许多人跟随着他，拥挤着他。
And let's think a minute just about the setting。
我们来看看这件事它的故事后面的背景。
There was a lot being said at this time and period in history about who the Lord Jesus might be。
在关于耶稣当时他是谁，在历史上面当时有许多的说法。
Some claiming he was the Messiah, others that were skeptical。
有人说他就是弥赛亚，有人在那里怀疑。
Some in the crowd just looking, trying to find something to say. Ah, see, I told you he's not the Christ.
也甚至有些人在那里一直来盯住他说，你看他做了这个事，他不是弥赛亚。
So there was a large number of people there, and they were all following Jesus, but they weren't all really following Jesus with the same motive.
很多人在那里跟着他，但不是每个人跟着他都是同样一个动机。
Now we know the disciples were there.
我们也看到门徒也在那里。
So we see that the 12, not only the 12 disciples, but many of the other believers that we see recorded being with them at certain times.
不光是那十二位门徒，而且有其他的信主的人，门徒也在那里在一起。
So believers in the Lord, those that knew something about Him, those that were learning daily something about Him.
这些是已经信神的人，他们不光是每天跟随，而且每天在学习。
They might have even seen some of the miracles He had performed already.
而且他们可能看到主耶稣行的一些神迹。
And now he was really going off in the story. He was headed off at the request of a synagogue leader to come and try and save his dying daughter.
在那里主耶稣在往前走，因为他去接受一个管会堂的人，他为着女儿的一个请求，让耶稣去治他的女儿。
So here was this large crowd following him, coming to see what's Jesus going to do.
所以这里就有许多的人跟着耶稣，就说他等会儿会怎么样呢？做什么？
Imagine all the thoughts running through their minds.
你想想在他们心思里面所想的事情。
So is he going to lay hands on her? Is he going to say some magical words? How's he going to heal this girl?
就说主耶稣他怎么来治疗这个女孩呢？他是要按手呢，挥手呢，还是说要讲一些很有魔法性的话语呢？
An opportunity to see him perform a miracle.
他们有一个机会可以看到耶稣行神迹了。
Will there be great flashes of lightning, thunder? How is this going to happen?
会不会有闪电，有这些雷鸣，这些到底怎么会发生？
Now others were coming along, and they wanted to try and validate what they'd heard, what people had told them.
也许有人来，只是要看别人告诉我的这个耶稣，今天来证实他到底是不是他所说他是谁。
Now there were others that were just kind of following because it was the latest thing to do.
有的人可能只是跟随，因为最近大家都这样做。
This was the latest news, the latest fad. There was kind of a stir. I need to be where the action is.
这是最近的新闻所讲的。最近大家都这样，我也要在里面看看到底怎么样。
And still others following, trying to disprove who Jesus is.
也有一些人他们在这里是为了证明耶稣他不是。
So a very, very large crowd.
所以那里有许多的人。
Now the crowd actually made it difficult for the woman to touch Jesus.
因为这么许多的人，其实这个妇人来摸耶稣是很困难的事。
The disciples may have actually been a hindrance in themselves.
这些门徒甚至成为阻碍的人。
The disciples were trying to protect Jesus from the crowd, perhaps.
也许这些门徒在那里来保护耶稣，不让他被这些众人拥挤到。
It's typical for us to make this mistake at times.
对我们来讲，经常我们也犯同样的错误。
In our zeal, we're going to protect the Lord or the Lord's interest.
在热心里面，我们要来保护神，来保卫他心里面所关心的。
It's almost as if he can't protect himself. He needs us to protect him.
好像另外一方面，其实我们在说，主耶稣他不能保护他自己，他需要我们来帮助他。
It sounds quite silly when we say it that way, but that's the way we act at times.
虽然这么讲是很蠢的一件事情，但我们就是这么想的。
We fall into the logic of the Pharisees. We're not going to let any sinners near Jesus.
就像法利赛人一样，法利赛人就说耶稣不能跟这些罪人在一起。
Now there were others that she had to work around that were just there to, you know, they were trying to get close to just brush up against Jesus.
那有的人在那里就是要离耶稣很近，就是要来碰一碰他。
He was kind of semi-famous. If I brush up against him, you know, maybe that validates who I am.
也许这个人这么有名，我跟他有点关系的话，那对我来讲是有好处的。
Identified with somebody popular.
就是与这些非常受欢迎的人有一点关系。
But their real motive was to gain something for themselves, not what Jesus wanted.
但其实他们真正的动机是要为自己得着一些什么，不是为了耶稣。
We think of how many people abandoned him when he went to the cross, when he was no longer popular.
因为我们记得，当他不受欢迎，当他被钉十字架的时候，多少人离开他。
Well, regardless of why they were there, the large crowd was there.
但不管怎么样，这些众人就是在那里。
And even those closest to him didn't necessarily sense what he was about to do.
甚至那些与他这么近的人也没有意识到下面。他要做的事情。
They could physically touch him, but they weren't really touching the life of Christ.
他们虽然在那里是碰着主耶稣，甚至 摸到他，但是他们不是真正的来摸主耶稣。
But there was this woman who had come to the end of herself.
但是这里有一个女人到了她自己的尽头。
She knew her condition, and she knew that she had no strength, no power in herself.
她知道自己的光景，知道在自己里面也没有能力，也没有力量。
And she needed to touch Jesus.
她需要来摸主耶稣。
Now it states that she had heard of him, and she thought if she could just but touch his garments, it would make a difference.
这里讲到她听见耶稣的事情，就心里想，我只要摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
She didn't necessarily know why. She didn't necessarily know how he would answer.
她甚至不知道为什么，也不知道怎么样，但是她就是这样来摸。
But she knew that she had to touch him.
她只知道我一定要，一定要摸。
And not in just a superficial way, but purposefully.
不光只是一个很肤浅的，是一个非常有目的的。
Now she could have easily said, "This is too hard."
因为她很容易讲，哎呦，这太难了。
There's too many people.
太多人在旁边了。
I'm too weak. I can't get through the crowd.
我这么软虚弱，我甚至可能穿不过这些人群。
I've tried everything. There really is no answer.
我已经试过好多办法了，真的没有答案的。
But for her, she'd come to a point where there was only one answer.
但是对她来讲，她真的到了一个地步，她知道只有一个办法。
And it was not just a last desperate effort. It wasn't a pull of the lottery machine, and I hope the three lemons come up.
这不光是最后的这个绝望之中的就这么去做一件事情，或者是像一个老虎机扳一扳扳手就是了。
We are told that she had been told about Jesus. She had learned something of him.
因为圣经记载，她听见耶稣的事，她知道一点点。
So the Spirit had been stirring, had been whispering in her ear.
所以圣灵其实对她讲过话，在她耳边轻轻地说过一些什么。
And now she was responding to that movement.
现在他就是对着这个声音有回应，有反应。
And she trusted at that point what little she knew about Jesus was true.
而且他相信他所听到的那么一点点关于耶稣的事都是真的。
And that's faith. Faith is that confident hope and trust.
就是这个相信，这个信心，这个盼望。
That Jesus is all he said he is.
这个盼望，这个信靠，就是耶稣他是他所说的那个人。
That Jesus is all I know him to be.
耶稣就是我所知道的，他应该是的那一位。
And yet there is so much more, even beyond that, that Jesus is.
但是对耶稣来讲，他甚至超过刚才所提到的这些。
So much more that I can only discover by coming in touch with Jesus.
这么多，所以我只有一个办法，就是要来摸着他，才能知道这些更多的。
To be confident that I can cast myself upon him and he will respond.
而且我信靠说把我自己交在他里面，他一定会做。
Now even after the woman touched the Lord Jesus,
当这个妇人摸了耶稣之后
，at first none of the crowd, not even the disciples, knew what had happened.
那个时候，众人甚至他的门徒都不知道发生了什么。
They didn't understand that what they were going to see a miracle. There was a miracle unfolding right before their eyes.
他们并不知道，他们等候要看下面这个神迹，其实一个神迹已经在他们旁边发生了。
So they may have physically been looking at Jesus, but they weren't looking at the life of Jesus.
他们在那里亲眼看见耶稣，但是他们却没有真看见耶稣的生命。
And then Jesus.Stops and brings everybody's attention.
这个时候，耶稣就停下来，让所有人的注意力都扭转过来。
He said, "Who touched me?"
他就问，谁摸我
？So all stopped. All had to be drawn to this situation and really see the glory of the Lord.
所以这个时候，所有的人都要停下来，在这个时候来看到神他自己的荣耀。
It began with that one woman who took that step of faith.
但是这个所有的发生是因着一个妇女，一个女人，她走了信心里面的一小步。
Who knew she had it to touch Jesus?
她知道她一定要摸耶稣。
And as she touched Jesus, he met her face to face.
当她摸完耶稣之后，她就现在与耶稣是面对面了。
He stopped and he looked directly in her eyes.
因为耶稣停下来，他直接在眼睛里面目视着这个女人。
Now too often.It seems like we're trying to live the Christian life.
有的时候啊，很多时候我们试着来活一个基督徒的生命。
It can be quite frustrating. Why do I still react when somebody mistreats me?
可能很沮丧，让我们灰心，因为为什么别人冒犯我的时候，我还是心里面这么生气？
Why do I get angry when I don't get what I want?
为什么我要得的没得着，我就这么发怒？
Why does it seem like I'm stuck in Romans chapter 7 and I can't do what I want to do?
就像我就这么停在罗马书第七章，我所不想做的这些恶，我却去做。
I want to live the Christian life, and I'm really good at telling everybody else how to live the Christian life.
我真的很想过一个基督徒的生活，而且我甚至跟人讲你该怎么活。
Why can't I be everything the Lord wants me to be?
但我为什么不能成为主耶稣基督让我所成为的那样的人呢？
Sometimes it seems very difficult and tedious to read our Bible.
有的时候对我们来讲是非常困难，而且非常的乏味来读圣经。
Sometimes very fearful this thought of taking up the cross.
有的时候我们心里面恐惧战惊，因为我要背十字架了。
As opposed to really seeing the liberty of the Lord delivering us from this self life.
而不是相反，看到主其实要把我们从我们的己生命里面解救出来。
Of understanding that there's really only one thing that can satisfy this hunger and this thirst in our hearts.
这样我们就可以认识到，只有一件事可以来解决我们里面的饥渴。
And that is the reality of a touch of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是摸主耶稣里面后面的实际。
Excuse me. So I pause at this part of the story because in less than 2 months we're going to gather in San Antonio for the summer conference.
我现在稍微暂停一下，因为两个月之后我们就要在主里面聚集在夏令会那里。
And we'll be somewhat of a multitude.
而且从某种意义上来说，我们就是许多人聚在那里。
Roy always tells me there's only so many beds, and then he has more people than beds. I never understand how that works.
然后孔英弟兄就总是跟我提到说，那里没多少的床位，人总比床位多。
But the question, the reason I pause here, is when we gather, what will be our condition?
但我今天跟大家要讲的是，当我们这样聚集的时候，我们的光景是怎么样的
？No matter how long we've walked with the Lord, do we recognize that we need to touch Jesus?
不管我们与主同行有多长的年月，我们需要来摸主耶稣。
We are all a work in progress.
我们都是往前，一直向前的一个过程。
And the Lord shows us our true condition, our inability to live the Christian life in ourselves, so He can deliver us from trying to do that.
而且神要启示给我们，我们的光景是不能靠自己来活一个基督徒的生活，让我们可以来信靠他。
So that we see the contrast in the fact that He has provided a life and a way to live the Christian life.
所以我们看到这样一个对比，一方面他已经预备好让我们来过一个基督徒的生活。
And what a difference if we all come to the summer conference with that burning desire to touch Jesus.
所以如果我们心里面是带着一个火热的渴慕要来摸主耶稣的话，会有多大的区别。
And what a loss if we come together as a large multitude and only a few touch Jesus.
那另外一方面，这是何等的一个损失，如果我们这么多人来到主耶稣面前，却只有少数几个人摸到他。
What will we say when the Lord says, who touched me?
那我们刚才所读到的主耶稣说谁摸我的衣裳是什么意思呢？
Well, what a tremendous blessing if we all come together and each individually touch Jesus.
是何等有意义的何等重要的一件事，就是我们每一个人到他面前来摸他自己。
So there's a principle even in the body, the physical body.
甚至在我们这个物质的身体里面也有这样一个原则。
For my body to move and to function, lots of different members have to move at the same time.
让我这个整个身体作为一个整体要来做一些什么事或者做什么动作，每一个肢体都要有它的一份。
So when you walk, you have your legs and knees and feet all moving at the same time.
如果我要走一步的话，我的脚、膝盖、腿都要朝一个方向一起。
Even your arms and your fingers play a part in keeping balance.
甚至你的手臂、你的手指都要来动。让你可以平衡。
Yet no member of the body gives the other member direction.
但是肢体里面没有一个向另外一个人发命令。
All direction comes from the head.
所有的这个指令都是从头而来的。
Now it may pass through another member and getting to the fingers and the toes.
也许是经过其中的一个肢体，传到另外一个肢体。
But it really comes with the direct connection to the source of life, to the head.
但甚至在手指、脚趾收到的指令也都是直接从头来的。
And for the body to function properly, it has every member has to be connected.
所以这个身体如果要正常工作的话，每一个肢体都要与头相连。
If not, we're off balance.
不然的话，我们就整个人是失衡的。
We may be considered handicapped.
那我们可能就是一个残疾人。
So the same thing is true in the body of Christ.
同样的，在基督的身体里面也是这个原则。
We all need that personal, intimate, life-changing revelation of the Lord Jesus.
我们每一个人都要有关于耶稣的个人的直接的启示，亲密的。
And when we all respond to that revelation in faith, then the body moves forward, functioning in glory and honor to the Lord.
而且每一个人都凭着信心，在这个启示里面向前行的时候，那我们整个身体，就是这样的来运作。
If any member is dysfunctional, that's actually detrimental to the body.
如果任何一个肢体不工作的话，对整个身体都会一个很大的影响。
So it begins very much individually.
所以我们都要从个人开始。
It begins here with this woman and this touch of Jesus, very personal, very intimate.
在这个故事里面，是从这个女人她的这么一摸开始，从这么简单、这么基本的事开始。
But then Jesus stops and directs everybody's attention to what happened.
这个时候耶稣停下来就让大家都来看注意这件事情。
When we personally respond to the touch of Jesus, it edifies the entire body.
如果我们有人对着耶稣有回应的话，那这件事情可以建造身体的。
Praise the Lord, there are no backseat Christians.
感谢神，因为我们没有坐在后排的基督徒。
So we may say, well, okay, only if I...With the fingernail, touch the hem of his garment.
也可能有人说，我就用我的手指甲的尖来碰一下主耶稣。
Sort of get into just inside the door. I don't need to be on the front row.
就像说我们今天进来进了门就坐在后面就好了，不要到前面去。
You might think, well, I'm not as spiritual as Brother Claire. He gets to sit on the front row.
也许你说我不像黄弟兄这样属灵，所以我不会坐在前面。
But praise the Lord, the Lord Jesus has a much fuller and better plan.
但是感谢神，因为主耶稣他有一个更完美、更丰满的一个心意。
And He wants to bring every one of us into that fullness of that personal, direct relationship with Him.
他要把我们每一个人都带到这个丰满的与他个人的关系里面。
We have that beautiful picture in Psalm 133 where the anointing flows down over the head all the way to the hem of the garment.
我们也在诗篇133篇看到这样一个图画，就是怎样一个膏油从头流到身体，流到衣襟。
There is no insignificant member of the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里面，没有不重要的肢体。
And in this story, we see this woman that nobody would have even paid attention to other than to walk around her.
在这个故事里面，有一个这样的女人，没有人对她有兴趣。甚至没有人愿意在他旁边。
And yet she ministers the life of Christ to everyone else.
但是在这里，他却把耶稣基督的生命来服侍给周围的人。
Often the issue is that we're trying to produce the fruit of the Spirit.
有的时候我们想在自己的意愿里面来结圣灵的果子。
But only the Spirit can produce the fruit of the Spirit.
但是圣灵的果子只有圣灵自己来结。
We get focused on trying to look at even the miracle or the blessing.
有的时候我们只把注意力放在这些神迹、这些解决问题上面。
And we lose sight of focusing upon the Lord Jesus Himself.
我们失去了对着主耶稣自己那个注意。
As I said, there were many with Jesus here, but they were going to see what kind of miracle He was going to perform.
就像这里所记载的，许多人跟耶稣在那里一起，要来看下面所要行的神迹。
And yet we found one that was focused upon the Lord Jesus Himself.
但我们在这里看到有一个人，他的注意力只在耶稣自己身上。
And as she stepped forward in faith and focused upon the Lord,
当他在信心里面走出这一步，他的焦点在耶稣基督身上的时候
，then the life flowed forth. She received.
然后生命就开始流淌了，他先来接受了。
If we do not receive, we have nothing to give.
如果我们不先来接受，我们怎么样给予呢？
So first we must receive, and the Lord is freely given.
所以第一件事是我们要接受，神他是白白的给了我们。
So sometimes it's really a matter of focus on our part.
所以对我们来讲，在我们这边要做的就是焦点摆在他身上。
So I'm going to use another example to just kind of discuss this concept of receiving.
所以我再用一个例子来讲接受这件事情。
So in American football, there's a position called receiver.
在美式橄榄球里面有一个位置叫做接球手。
Now this may only communicate to my son Matthew in the crowd, but I'll try here.
也许只有我的儿子马太他懂这件事情，但我还是跟大家来讲。
So the receiver is the one whose job is to receive the pass.
这个接球手他所要做的一件事就是接这个球。
His role, his responsibility is just simply to receive that pass.
他的角色非常简单，就是接那个传过来的球。
And we see sometimes where there'll be a simple pass. He's wide open.
有的时候我们看到啊，他周围都是空的，没有人在他旁边。
And he drops the ball.
但是他却把那个球给接丢了。
We say, what happened?
我们就说怎么会这样？
The play before, he made a diving catch, falling over people.
在前面那个刚才那个他接了一个很难的球，而且是在空中，而且他又做了好多事情。
How did he miss the simple one?
那这么简单的这次怎么他会做不到呢？
And then we see in slow motion what happened.
然后在放慢动作的时候就看见了。
As the ball was coming in, he was confident. I mean, I catch the ball all the time.
当这个球飞过来的时候，他那个心里在想，这个我经常接的嘛，这个没事了，我有信心。
Focusing on the ball, he looks ahead.
所以没有他的注意力没有在球上，反而他的头转过去看其他的东西。
He's distracted before he's really caught the ball.
所以他没接到球之前，他已经被打岔了。
Now sometimes he's worried about getting hit.
有的时候他可能是在那里担心别人要来冲撞他。
Or sometimes he's distracted by the crowd.
也许他是被周围的观众所打岔了。
He's already thinking ahead. What am I going to do next?
也许他在想我接到球之后下面该怎么跑。
And then he drops the ball.
这个时候他却把球给接丢了。
He doesn't fulfill the purpose that he's even on the field for.
所以他根本就没有完成他在这个场上所要做这件事。
And yet on the play before, he caught the ball.
在这个之前他很好的接过一次球。
He kept his focus on one thing, and that was holding on to that ball.
那次他只做一件事，就是所有的注意力在那个球上。
And holding on to it at all cost.
而且在接到之后花费一切的代价来保住这个球。
And the thought I had it just reminded me of was this matter of focus.
所以这件事情就来提醒我关于注意力集中在主身上到底是什么意思。
We know the Lord desires and pours out blessings so abundantly to us.
我们知道主是这么的丰富，他把他这么多祝福倾倒下来。
But we're not very good receivers often.
但我们并不是很好的接球手。
We want a cursory touch with the Lord, and then we're going to go about our business.
我们只是这么稍稍的碰一下他，然后就做自己的事。
Or we want the Lord to bless the idea that we want to do.
或者我们是到神面前让他来祝福我心里想要做的这件事。
And we lose sight of what the Lord really created us for.
这个时候我们就迷失掉了，就失去了神。呼召我们所要做的事。
And the only way that we can fulfill the purpose He's created us is by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus.
但是唯一一件事能够让我们来完成他创造我们的心意，就是注目在他身上。
To have that singleness of eye and focus that this woman had.
就是有那个目光是单单的来注视他。
Because when we see Jesus in His beauty and His glory, all other things fade away.
如果我们真能够这样注目来看主他自己的美丽跟荣耀的时候，其他的事都要次第变朦胧。
So what was the result in the story of when the woman came in touch with Jesus?
所以当这个妇人来摸耶稣之后，这个结果是怎么样呢？
It truly was miraculous.
确实是一个很奇迹般的事。
Now there was a minor issue of physical healing.
但是对这个身体得医治却有一件很小的问题。
And I believe that she was physically healed.
我相信她身体上物质这个身体已经得医治了。
But I really don't think that was the point.
但我不相信这个是当时的目的。
Physical healing really is only temporary.
因为这个身体的医治只是暂时的。
But the spiritual reality that she experienced is everlasting.
但是在属灵里面经历的实际却是存到永远。
The answer to her plea, the answer to what she needed,
对着她所请求的这件事情，她真正需要的，
was really the same answer that Paul received concerning his thorn in the flesh.
那个答案其实就是保罗在为身上的刺所求所得到的答案。
Paul saw that the grace of the Lord was sufficient.
因为保罗看到主的恩典是够他用的。
He was very much afflicted by this thorn.
他在那个时候因着这个刺受了许多的苦。
As this woman was very much afflicted by her illness.
就像这个妇人因着她身上的疾病灾病受了许多的苦。
But in the face of Jesus, all of that faded away.
但是在耶稣的面前所有这些都过去了。
Now she knew the power and the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
现在这个妇人她真知道主耶稣他复活生命的大能。
She might have still been somewhat physically weak.
也许她甚至身体上还是软弱的。
Paul still had this daily continuous pain in his life.
因为保罗在当时每天身体上还有这样的病痛。
But now instead of something that was a pain that held him back.
但是他们却没有被这个病痛所挡住。
It was more of a reminder of the glory and the grace of the Lord Jesus.
反而成了对他们的提醒，就是看到神的恩典跟荣耀。
So as the woman looked back on this illness, it was not in regret.
所以对这个女人来讲，她看到身上所得过的这个疾病，她不会后悔。
Because she could give thanks because in that weakness she found the power of resurrection life.
因为在这个疾病里面，她可以感恩，她可以看到这个复活的生命。
And she had another focus of now what was of significance and importance.
而且现在她又找到一个生命里面要注意的焦点，就是在她身上要成就的。
And she came into that direct relationship with the Lord Jesus.
她进入了与主耶稣一个直接的关系。
And then there's an amazing thing that happened, amazing in my mind anyway.
然后就发生一件非常奇妙的事，起码我是这么觉得。
The Lord stopped everybody, and remember, this woman wasn't looking to testify about the Lord.
当时主耶稣停下来，让众人都注意这件事情。要记得，这个女人从来没有在心里面想过要在众人面前来讲什么话。
She just knew she needed to touch Jesus.
她当时知道的就是我只要摸主耶稣。
But in doing that, she testified of the grace and the love of the Lord.
但就因为他这样做，所以他有一个机会来见证主耶稣的恩典跟他的荣耀。
So it says when the Lord stopped. Now I think the Lord knew who touched him.
这里面讲到主耶稣就停下来。我相信主耶稣知道谁摸了他。
Certainly the Father knew who touched him.
尤其是天上的父神肯定知道谁摸了他。
But I think the Lord Jesus wanted everybody else to stop and see the glory of the Lord.
但主耶稣当时一定是想到周围的人也来看这件事情，看到神的荣耀。
So he stopped and he had this conversation with the woman.
然后停下来之后，他就开始与这个妇人有对话。
And it says she fell down and told the whole truth.
然后这里面讲到这个女人就将实情全告诉他。
Now I've lived long enough to know that no man tells the whole truth.
我已经活得足够长了，所以足够老了对，就是说他已经足够知道，弟兄已经足够知道，每个人现在就是世上的人，每个人讲话是不可能把实情讲出来的。
And you may desire to tell the whole truth, but I'm here to tell you that in yourself you'll never tell the whole truth.
甚至你心里面是想把事情讲出来，但你讲出来的时候并不是实情。
We tell a lot of half truths.
有的时候我们讲的是一半的实情。
We're often prejudiced by our bias.
有的时候因着我们的偏见，我们心里面的自己的高声自己的自高，讲一些不对的话。
Or we like to pick out the words that kind of support our ideas.
而且我们选的词都是来支持我的观点。
And some of that's very innocently, but that's who we are.
有的时候是非常的无辜的，但是这就是我们。
But the miracle here was she told the whole truth.
但这里面有一个神迹，其实就是一个人把实情全讲出来。
And what is truth?
什么是实情？
Jesus said, "I am the truth."
这个真理是什么？耶稣说过，我就是真理。
And for her, it was no longer about herself; it was all about Jesus.
对这个女人来讲，再也不是关于她自己，都是关于主耶稣。
You know, often the Lord can do something spectacular in our life, and we're going to share it.
有的时候，神在我们生活里面做一些事，然后我们就把这件美好的事讲出来。
And it's a wonderful thing, and we share it.
没错，是一个很好的事，很奇妙的事，我们跟大家来分享。
But somehow, when we share it, it's still about us.
但是有的时候，我们讲的时候，确实都是关于我，我，我。
And in this case, when she shared it, it was all about Jesus.
但这一次，当这个女人来分享、来见证的时候，是关于耶稣。
The attention, the glory, all came to Jesus.
所有的注意、所有的荣耀都归给耶稣。
And as she did that, and as she told the whole truth, it caused everybody to see Jesus.
当她这样来做，当她把事情讲出来的时候，就让大家都看见耶稣。
To see Jesus in a wonderful and in a glorious way.
而且是在一个荣耀，在一个美奇妙的里面来见到我们的主，他是谁。
And then the story ends with the living word really flowing forth from the throne.
在最后结束的时候，其实是从宝座上面出来的这个生命。
Jesus speaks and he tells the woman, "Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
耶稣对他说，女儿。你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
So think about the impossibility of this command.
我们想一想，这个命令其实是一个不可能的命令。
Go in peace.
平平安安的回去吧。
Now there is no peace in this world.
因为在这个世上是没有平安的。
Man has searched for peace for a long time.
人作为人类，我们已经很久来寻求这样的平安。
Nations have peace talks forever.
每个国家之间经常有这个和平的这些谈判。
And so I find it just fascinating when the Lord tells her go in peace.
所以我发现主耶稣讲这句话是非常的奇妙，就是平平安的回去吧。
Now he does not say go away in peace.
他并不是说你走吧，然后平安跟你在那里。
I think sometimes we go to the Lord and say bless me and then I can go away in peace.
有的时候我们就向神这么求，说神祝福我，然后我就走了，从你这儿离开，但是让我在平安里。
But he tells her to go in peace.
但是这里讲的是平平安安的回去。
And I think she realizes the only way to go in peace is in the life of Christ.
我相信她已经知道，只能在基督里面这个生命可以让她平平安安的回去。
Mark verse 40 it tells us when Jesus was on the cross.
在马可福音四十章 chapter 12
yeah I moved around the notes just to see if you could keep up now
我是在这里跳来跳去要看他有没有跟着我
when Jesus was on the cross there was a crowd that was as close as they could get at that time
马可福音十五章在那里讲到有些妇女是远远的像众人一样在那里观看
I say a cloud from, or a crowd is actually from a distance a few women
我讲的众人其实只是一些妇女在远远的在观看
and it names some of them,
在那里甚至提到一些人的名字
but it gives us the impression that there is more.
但是给我们的印象是还有更多的人
We also see a picture even when in Luke chapter 8 verse 2 where the Lord is walking
而且在路加福音第八章第二节也看到一些妇女
And it says some women were with them, those that had been healed of spirits and sicknesses.
在那里讲到还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女。
And to go in peace, I think this woman understood the only way to go in peace was to stay in that place of communion with the Lord Jesus.
所以我相信这个女人她知道平平安的回去唯一的办法就是一直与主在一起。
To keep touching Jesus.
就是一直的、持续的来摸主耶稣。
So then the Lord further told her, be healed of your affliction.
而且主耶稣更深一步讲你的灾病痊愈了。
So what is an affliction?
什么是灾病?
Simply put, it's really something that distracts our attention.
简单的讲，这些就是让我们被挪移、被打岔的东西。
Now it may be a very serious issue in our life.
也许是在我们生活里面遇到的很严重的一件问题。
But it's something that we then focus on the pain.
但有的时候我们却注目在这个痛苦里面。
Or we focus on the loss.
我们注目在这个损失上面。
Often it causes us to focus on ourselves.
这些让我们注意力是在自己身上。
But for the woman now, the focus was different.
但对这个女人，她的焦点却不同。
That focus, as I said, became all about Jesus.
我刚才已经提到，她的焦点就是都在乎耶稣。
That affliction in her life now became a reminder, again, of the strength and the power of resurrection life.
而且这样的苦难反而成为一个提醒，就是让她来看这个复活的生命的大能。
We have many things that can afflict us.
有很多时候可以让有很多事情让我们在苦难里面。
They continue to draw our attention really away from resting in the Lord.
这些让我们的注意力从在主里面得安息那里面离开，让我们被扰乱。
And it's and I don't want to make light of the very serious issues we all have in our lives.
我并不是说我们生活里面面对的这些问题没那么严重。
But are they issues that cause us to turn our eyes on the Lord Jesus?
但确实是有一些难处让我们的眼目从耶稣身上挪开了。
Or are they afflictions that distract us from that?
就是这些苦难让我们被扰乱。
Do they cause us to fall down and say, I need to touch Jesus today?
希望这些能够促使我们在主的面前可以屈膝说我要摸你。
How do we go forward even into each day unless we awake and touch Jesus to begin the day?
怎么可能在每一天我们开始之前不先摸他再进到这个生活呢？
And then when I'm driving to work or the fellowship and people are cutting me off in traffic.
当我在开车的时候突然有人来插我的队。
Do I react or does it remind me that I need to repent and reach out and touch Jesus?
是不是我们当时的反应来提醒我们我们需要来摸耶稣？
As I go throughout the day with the pressures and challenges of everyday life.
当我每天进行的时候，面对所有的这些压力、这些问题的时候。
In the middle of the day, am I reminded that I need a snack? I need to touch Jesus and read the Word of God again.
在这个日间的时候，是不是这些事提醒我们，我们要需要来吃一些小吃啊，或者来到主面前来碰一摸一摸他。
And then no matter how difficult and how long and how strenuous a day has been.
不管这一天有多长有多难。
Do I stop and read the word and pray with the family, with the children, with my spouse?
我会不会在每天停下来与我的配偶与我的孩子们一起来读神的话一起来祷告。
Do I make that touch again with Jesus?
我会不会来摸耶稣。
Now, Jesus makes it very easy. He actually walks right alongside us.
耶稣让这件事成为非常的容易，因为他是在我们身边与我们同行的。
It's not hard to touch him, but we have to reach out and touch him.
所以摸他并不是一件困难的事情，但我们一定要伸出我们的手。
And when he shows us our true condition,
当神来启示我们里面真实的光景，
it's really the opportunity to repent and see that he's provided a glorious answer.
就是一个机会让我们可以悔改看到他在荣耀里面为我们有预备。
It brings us back to take a drink from that well of living water.
让我们停下来可以到这个活水的井里面来取水。
If we get into those times and we feel distant from the Lord,
如果有的时候我们觉得与神远离的话，
He wants us to step out in faith.
他愿意我们在信心里面走出来。
And allow him to reveal himself afresh, personally, intimately again.
允许他再在新鲜的、直接的、亲密的关系里面把自己启示给我们。
Our brother Philip gave us a tremendous challenge at the end of the ministry last week.
钟弟兄在上一周信息的最后给了我们一个挑战。
So may we invite the Lord to return to that rightful place of on the throne of our hearts.
我们会不会邀请主耶稣回到他该得的地位，就是我们心中的宝座？
And may we go forth this week in peace and be healed of our afflictions.
愿意我们这一周离开的时候是在平平安安里面回去，而且灾病是得痊愈的。
Peace is really a wonderful way the Lord uses just to remind us of our true condition.
所以这些平安也是一个机会来提醒我们，我们真正的光景是什么。
That lack of peace just reminds us we need to call out for the power of the resurrection life.
如果我们没有平安的话，失去的话，要向他来呼求，来重新得着。
And as we do that, then we can rest in peace.
当我们这样做的时候，就可以在平安里面安息。
When we focus upon the Lord Jesus, the fruit of His Spirit just abundantly flows.
如果我们的焦点是在耶稣他自己身上，那这个属灵的果子就会在我们身上结出。
So may we keep that focus and stay in touch with the living Lord Jesus Christ this week.
所以愿意我们焦点在他身上，持续的来摸他。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Lord, we are reminded that we are totally dependent upon you.
主啊，我们感谢你，又来提醒我们，我们需要完全的依靠你。
But Lord, we're so thankful.That you have made a provision.
但是我们也感谢你，因为你已经为我们预备了一切。
That we can be released from the bondage of this self life.
所以我们可以从自己这个己里面可以被解救。
That we can cry out to you and you bring our eyes and our attention back to you, Lord Jesus.
当我们这样呼求的时候，主耶稣，求你让我们的眼目转过来，注目在你身上。
What a blessing to be the servant of the Almighty God.
何等的一个祝福，我们可以成为永生神的仆人。
What a blessing that we can walk in union with you.
何等的祝福，我们可以与你来同行。
Lord, we ask that you would keep us in that place.
主啊，求你来保守我们一直在这个地位中。
Lord, as we see that revelation of you.
当我们看到关于你自己启示的时候
，It does strengthen our faith.
求你让我们的信心增强。
And Lord, by your grace, as we step out in faith, we see a fuller and fuller revelation.
在这个荣耀里面，我们一步步向前，就会更加的看到你的荣耀。
We thank you that you so lovingly and so personally work in each one of our lives.
感谢你，你是如此的可爱，是这么的亲密，在我们个人身上来做这样的工作。
And Lord, we want to stay in that place to fulfill the purpose for which you've created us.
我们愿意停留在这样的光景里面，可以让你创造我们的旨意得成就。
So we do cling on to you, Lord.
主啊，我们要来抓住你。
And we ask that you just keep clinging to us.
也求你不要放过我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.